Here's a thought I'll title, Each Project Has Its Own Aesthetic. This thought cropped up the other day when I was listening to, of all things, big band music, which I love. Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Jan Savitt, Glenn Gray. I mean, it's all great music, very talented musicians. And I thought, well, isn't it too bad that hardly anybody listens to big band music anymore? Because it's been replaced by newer genres of music. Rock and roll, heavy metal, rhythm and blues, goes on and on and on. How many different genres of music are there? I'm not sure I could even count them. I'm not even sure I've heard of all of them. All I know is there are lots of different genres of music. And beyond that, each song has its own mood. We can have slow ballads and fast blast-your-ears-off rock and roll. I find this wonderful. When I'm in the right mood, I want to listen to Brahms or Bach. And it's not that uncommon, when I'm done listening to Brahms or Bach, to flip over to Jethro Tull or Pink Floyd, or back to Benny Goodman, or to Bill Monroe. As I say, each song has its own mood, each genre can have its own mood, its own way of filling soundscape. Beyond that, the same song can be performed in different ways. And I could probably think of dozens of examples of songs that have been interpreted one way by one artist at one time and a completely different way by a different artist, or maybe used in a movie or something at a different time. And in contrast to all of that variety in the world of music, there's photography. Aren't we just as creative as the musicians are? Why then do so many photos look the same? That is to say, they have essentially the same aesthetic. Yeah, Ansel Adams looks different than Jerry Yulsman, which looks different than Bill Brandt. But I don't think there's anywhere near the aesthetic variety in the world of photography than there is in other media of artistic expression, music being one of them. But I suppose the same could be said about movies, about painting, about literature. I don't know. Perhaps we photographers need to let go of what an image should look like and think more about what it could look like. Instead of making all of our photographs a representation of what human vision sees, wouldn't it expand the medium if we spent more time thinking about how a photograph can illustrate the human heart? I'm thinking about the connection between what we see and what we feel, as compared to what we see when we look at the subject, compared to what we see when we look at the photograph, which in so many cases is essentially the same. The default in photography is to replicate human vision. The default in no other artistic medium that I can think of is to reproduce what the human sensation can experience. In fact, almost all art media are essentially a way of creating a fiction of one kind or another that's intended to touch us emotionally, which of course photography can do and does do in so many areas. But there are lots of examples where photography is limited to a reproduction of what human beings see. It seems to me a much more artistic way to think about photography is that each project should have its own aesthetic, and that aesthetic does not necessarily need to be a reproduction of human vision. Maybe there's something a bit more inventive that we can do to push photography beyond the representational and instead explore the personally expressive.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.